With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate confirms Jacob Lew, former Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration, as ambassador to Israel.
The Senate confirmed Jacob Lew by a vote of 53 to 43. Lew promised to stand side by side with Israel's leaders as they respond to the October 7th attack by Hamas. Lew said in his confirmation hearing in mid-October that there's currently no greater mission than to be asked to strengthen the ties between the United States and the State of Israel. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said after Lew's confirmation that the administration is eager for him to get on the ground and start leading efforts to support Israel and its fight against Hamas, but also to help integrate and continue to lead the effort to get humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. Norman Hall, Washington.
Lew is known for backing Barack Obama's anti-Israel policies. He defended Obama's attempt to create distance with Israel and the one-sided nuclear deal with Iran that allowed Iran to emerge as a nuclear power after a decade. Lew also criticized then-President Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, a decision that led to the Abraham Accords. Also at SRNnews.com, FBI Director Christopher Wray warning about possible attacks by terrorists in this country. He says the Bureau is not currently tracking an organized threat in the U.S., but he remains concerned about Americans coming under attack.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Multiple foreign extremist groups have called for attacks against Americans and the West in recent weeks. Consumer confidence is down for the third straight month. The confidence index slipped nearly 2 points in October. This is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on so-called transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the oldest churches in America is getting a makeover. St. Nicholas Church is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city, and it's packed with religious icons gifted by czars and jewel-studded incense burners. But the 128-year-old log building has seen better days. The refurbishment project is being paid for with a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. This is SRN News. Stocks rebound on Wall Street.
Stocks rose on Wall Street, but the market still finished with a loss for October. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 124 points, or 0.4%. The NASDAQ rose by 0.5%. The corporate earnings season is in full swing this week. JetBlue fell 11% after the airline's loss for the third quarter was steeper than Wall Street expected. Investors' attention now turns to the Federal Reserve. Fed officials are expected to say Wednesday that they're leaving interest rates unchanged. Paul Harloff, New York.
UAW won significant concessions in a tentative settlement ending their strikes against Detroit's automakers. Now, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis are facing sharply higher labor costs, exceeding $1 billion per year per company. More details at srnnews.com.